What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, Date Your Wife. We're talking with Justin Buzzer. We've had some technical difficulties today, so Vidal Morrow was supposed to be on the call, and I'm pretty sure he's there listening live, so I'm going to bring him in after, but Justin just couldn't get into a Skype account, so we couldn't have a group call. So I'm going to speak with Justin, and then I'm going to jump over and speak with Vidal as soon as I get the opportunity. So this episode is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Justin Buzzard. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Justin Buzzard. All right, Justin, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so we're talking about your book, Date Your Wife. I read it. I shared it with Vidal. He read it, and I shared it with a group of athletic trainers that I asked to read it as well. So we kind of formed a little online chat group about it, just how it's been working for us. So if we're talking about your book, Date Your Wife, I want you to describe your book in one sentence.
One sentence. Okay. It is critical, urgent, and important for husbands to continue date their wife. I could make it really long, but I made it shorter.
All right, critical, urgent, and there was another word you said in there, for husbands to continue to date their wife. So, all right, yeah. I agree completely. Vidal and I were just talking about how they just got back from a weekend to remember from family life this weekend, and both Sarah and I have done a weekend to remember from family life today, and just how good that is for you to continue dating your spouse. So, all right, let's talk a little bit more about the book. Again, I have a link to that there in the show notes, but tell me just a little bit more about your book.
Well, I wrote the book because I was frustrated and angry. I was looking around at a lot of marriages, and I'm a pastor. This is church world, looking around at a lot of Christian marriages, and it was pretty different what I was seeing. I saw a lot of okay, average marriages, a lot of marriages people had settled the status quo. What I did not see was marriages where men were continuing to pursue a woo, date, a romance, their wives. And I was seeing marriages where guys thought, hey, I did that in the dating phase and I did that to get us to the altar, but now, hey, we're married and we're just sort of okay. And I believe that the real dating, the real pursuit, the real adventure, the real flourishing, the most powerful impact a man can have in his marriage, it's in marriage. It's as a guy continues this adventure of loving this woman and helping her flourish and thrive and deepening the romance. So the book is written in hopes of sparking that, a movement among men globally to date their wives and not just settle.
Yeah, so you said the most important role that a man has is to cultivate and protect that marriage relationship that he has with his wife. That's more important than the relationship with the kids or the relationship for you, like with the church, or for me with the athletes or my coworkers or my job or my hobbies, right? The most important thing I can possibly do as a man is to protect that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the first relationship that God created in the Garden of Eden. He gave the man a wife, and take great care of this woman, take great care of this relationship, cultivate it and guard it just like you've been doing with the garden. And then everything's meant to flow out of that. If you're taking good care of your marriage, that's going to have ripple effects into your parenting, into what you're doing in your career and in your work. And the reality in our culture is just that most men pour tons of time, energy, strategy, thoughtfulness, goal setting into their career, when they at the same time are neglecting doing that with their marriage. And so if men could bring that same intentionality, men already know how to do it for their career, if they could bring that same intentionality into the marriage relationship, some really incredible things would happen.
All right, so in being intentional, in your book, it's a plan. Like, it's a here's why, but here's a plan. Here's how to do this. It's not just this is a good idea, but you say, look, create a date your wife plan. So you go through and say, here's an example of what an annual plan may look like for, you know, you in this situation or this situation. So talk a little bit about what your plan looks like.
It looks different every year. So yeah, like I said, first I lay out the theology and the why behind this, but then I want to be very practical for guys and help them come up with a plan. I think it should have two components: the air war, which is kind of thinking big picture, thinking through the whole year. What are some big events throughout the year, things I can do that will take great care of my wife. So if you've got a wife with young kids at home, send her off on a weekend away, just herself or with some girlfriends, so she gets a break. It might be, hey, here's our anniversary, here's her birthday, here's a time where we're getting away as a couple. And then I also want guys to think ground war at sort of the weekly level, the daily level. What are some rhythms in the week that can be there that will nurture my marriage? For example, a weekly date night where we go out or do something special at home that doesn't cost money, but where it's time protected away from the kids to really nurture the marriage. So my annual plan for dating my wife has looked different through the years. I mean, now our three sons are 11 and 9 and 7, and our schedule, you know, there's a little more extra time in our schedule than when the kids were really, really young and most demanding. So it fluctuates year to year, but at the very least, it's a couple big things throughout the year where just my wife and I are getting some time together away, where she gets a trip away. And then during the week, it's always included at least a weekly date night. And pretty much most nights, we're just hanging out, enjoying each other.
Very cool. As athletic trainers, we always have a rehab plan or an injury evaluation plan or emergency action plan. And again, it's so important for us to be intentional about our most important responsibility, about dating our wives, about nurturing that marriage relationship. So this is a really cool book because it did give me a plan rather than just having an idea of, yeah, I should, you know, take care of Sarah. I should take care of my wife. And so I've had mine and I shared my plan with that group on there. And I know Vidal, who I'm going to talk with in just a little bit, he's got a plan and he's been working that as well. So
good. That'll be good for him to, yeah, it's good to get ideas from other guys. That'll be great for Vidal to share what his plan is. And you know, maybe you as well. It's just fun to hear what other guys do and you get ideas from them. That's why in the book, I put two sample plans in there, kind of people with different stages of life and with different budgets. I also put in the back 100 ideas for dating your wife. You know, a guy needs to come up with his own ideas and a plan that works for him, his context, his marriage. But when you see other guys' ideas, it sparks some ideas of your own.
All right. Again, this book is focused at men. Is there a female counterpart to this book?
Yeah, so lots of women have read the book, and I encourage women to read it. So it is certainly directed at men, but I still get emails every week about the book, including emails from women who talk about how this helped them in their marriage, helped them understand their husbands better, helped them know how to pray for their husband, pray for their marriage. And it actually gave women quite a few ideas for how to pursue their husband. My wife wrote a little part to the book. She wrote the afterword in the book. So there are some words, a female perspective there towards the back of the book. I encourage my wife to write a sequel, a Date Your Husband book. She hasn't found time to do that yet, but maybe it'll come someday.
All right. Just a few more minutes. Tell me like some practical steps that you've learned since writing the book that will help a man be intentional.
Gosh. Okay. Since writing the book, I've learned. So I wrote about 6 years ago, and I've learned a lot since then. I've learned how, and I talk about it in the book, but I've practiced this more since. I learned how important humility is in marriage, how important it is before God and before my wife for me to be honest and apologize and repent and admit my mistakes and my sin and my failures and my weaknesses. So I've learned how much power that holds in my marriage, how much that communicates love and breathes life into my marriage. That's big. I've learned that there are different seasons to marriage life and family life. When I first wrote the book, our boys were 4, 2, and 0. And so we were in the thick of three young sons under 4 that, and our season of life is very different now with all three boys in school and what that means for my wife and for our marriage. So sort of just enjoying each season that I'm in, it's unique benefits and it's unique challenges, and just understanding that there's seasons and knowing that there's a season that's not all that far away. I mean, it's maybe 10 years away, but where our kids are at the house and what is that going to mean for our marriage without the kids here. So thinking seasonally through marriage, and then just journeying with other couples, you know, me having some other good guys in my life where we are talking about these things, and my wife and I having good friends that are married couples we're close to, where we're talking about kind of the health of our marriage, where we're growing, where we're struggling, where we need prayer, where we can use accountability, where we want to spur each other on. I say that those are three things I've learned that have been helpful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, you know, doing it for your first time, it's a little, you know, the example is really good, but it's a little overwhelming. Like, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to fit into the budget, the time schedule? And for us as athletic trainers, you know, a lot of times there are Saturday games, or almost every single Friday night there's a game. And it's difficult to say, okay, well, here, you go out of town this weekend because we have a game pretty much every Friday, and a lot of times on Saturday morning, you know, you have to be at work. And so if I'm taking my three kids up to work with me, you know, but if it's important to me, if it's the most important thing I do, then I'm going to find a way, right? So either I schedule that out of town weekend for her in during the summer, or in May, whenever our sports are almost dead. That's what I do. So actually this year, over Mother's Day weekend, Sarah is going to go with her friends out of town.
Cool.
Yeah. So
cool. Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's such a great thing to do. Yeah, I mean, my wife loves it. I mean, we love getting away together, but man, it speaks a lot of love to my wife when she can just get away, like just herself, and have a day or two away, just her. It means a lot to her.
I know that when Sarah came back, she's like, after the first one, she's like, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Just her and two of her friends, and they were out, and she's like, we went out to dinner at 8 o'clock at night. Normally I'm getting ready to go to bed. And so it was just
right.
So,
yep. That's awesome. Awesome that you do that, Jeremy. And awesome that you're getting this message out to all of these trainers. And I just, all of you trainers, like, just be creative. Like you said, you've got the Friday game, the Saturday game. Be creative. Find, there's no one right way to do this. Find what works for you, your schedule, your wife, your context, to create some of that space for your wife to get rest and for you guys to get good time together. And that's half the fun of it, is just looking at someone's unique situation and getting creative with how it's done. As you said, if it's the most important relationship in your life, you're going to find a way to make it happen and do it.
Justin, I really appreciate the book. I heard about you from Family Life Today, and so I'm really glad that I listened to that episode. I went and I bought the book. Like I said, I've shared it. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, Twitter is the best way, and that's at Justin Buzzard, correct?
Yeah. Twitter, Facebook, and then the books on Amazon. That's a great way to do it.
All right, and so to kind of celebrate this book and the importance of it that it's made to me, once this airs, which will be March 14th through 28th, we'll be running a giveaway, which is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/dateyourwife. And so, Justin, I appreciate what you've done to help encourage men grow their marriage relationship. And again, as you're listening to this podcast, it's sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/dateyourwife for the giveaway. And then for the show notes for this one is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Justin Buzzard. Justin, any final thoughts? I know you got to get out of here.
No, just thank you for, thank you for having me, and thank you for being an encouragement to these guys and, helping them be intentional with their marriages. I guess I'd just say to guys, don't be intimidated by this. You guys already know how to put these plans in place for being trainers. You know how to take care of people in need. And so you just need to translate that way of thinking and that intentionality and that strategy and that care into how you think about your marriage. Don't let your marriage just coast. Bring great intentionality and strategy to it. And God, I think, will really bless that.
All right, very good. Justin, I know you got to go, so you can hang up there. I'm going to pick up here and continue the call with Vidal Mora. So again, thank you very much. All right, so we as athletic trainers always have a plan. I do test calls with people on the podcast so that I make sure it works. And this time we just couldn't get the test call done. Skype didn't work on Justin's end, so we had to do a last minute switch. So then when I had to call his cell phone, I couldn't add Vidal into the call, and now I can't get Vidal back into the call. But again, the book makes a big difference. Have a plan, be intentional, protect that marriage relationship, protect it. If things are going well at home, then the rest of your life is manageable. If things are rough at home, the spot that's supposed to be safe, then everything else is going to be affected as well. Right. So if I guard and protect my wife, then I can deal with all this because I can go home and be safe. I can go home and be comfortable. I can go home and be honest. I love and I protect and I guard her, and then she can flourish. She can encourage other people. She can invite friends over. She can go out with her friends, right? So I've I have the link to my Date Your Wife plan. Obviously, like I said, the book from Justin Buzzard, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/dateyourwife is the giveaway. Or just see in the show notes, I have a link to it in there, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Justin Buzzard. So Vidal and I were also discussing marriage retreats. So we went to Weekend to Remember Marriage Retreat, which there's one probably somewhere close by because they do them all across the country. They do a couple hundred of them a year. That's through Family Life. So if you look for Weekend to Remember, I'd highly recommend checking that out. Go to one that's close. If the finances are a problem, then go to one close, because you could probably stay at home. Again, it's best if you can get away, get that hotel, get the time free from all the distractions of chores, dishes, laundry, all that stuff. But if not, then at least start there. We also spoke about the one at Berry College, which is through Windshape Marriages, and that one was amazing. I don't know, it was just awesome. We did a ropes course, they had fire pits, they had free hot chocolate and coffee, and the food was amazing. And it Windshape is the parent company for, or they're partnered with Chick-fil-A. So you know how the top quality service you get at Chick-fil-A, it's even better at this marriage retreat. All right, so here we are back with Vidal Mora. I just spoke with Justin Buzzard about his book, Date Your Wife. Again, it's a really good book. I recommended it to Vidal last year whenever we did the listener spotlight. And then he, I think, bought it that day and read it like the next week, right? And so he soaked it up. And he's implemented the plan and he's been working it. And so, Vidal, welcome to the podcast. And tell me just a little bit about your experience with the book.
All right, so before I decided to do that listener spotlight with you, obviously I was working on my career and everything, but I knew I was missing out on things in life in general, such as being with my wife and kids, just because I was so work hungry, basically. I was basically came to the realization I was cheating on my wife with my career, basically. I wanted to do nothing but work, and I was 100% all devoted to my career, basically. After that, after we had our conversation on the podcast, I immediately went to Amazon, bought the book. It was super cheap. I always recommend it to a ton of husbands and people I see on the basis, basically. Before I read the book, I was only tending to my marriage whenever there would be an issue or a problem. I was never preventing anything or protecting my marriage from anything. And the book gave me the realization that my wife is the biggest gift God gave me, and I have to guard and cultivate her, as it's mentioned in the book numerous times and everything. So I've been implementing stuff in my life now for, I think, the 7 months that I've read the book. I've been using that to develop a better relationship with my wife and also my kids, and that life, work, family balance. And it's definitely been progress. It's still a progress. I tell everyone marriage is never perfect. Mine's definitely not perfect. My wife would laugh in your face if someone told you our marriage was perfect. But we're trying. It's an ongoing progress.
All right. So again, the primary audience here, athletic trainers. Why would you recommend this book to an athletic trainer? And then how does it relate to them as an athletic trainer?
Well, we, as athletic trainers, we work on bodies. We tune up our athletes and everything to the best shape they can. Why can't we do that for our relationship? We should be working with our wives or our husbands, vice versa, to just amplify that relationship so you can have better communication and that oneness of what God provides you. He wants you to be one with him and your wife.
All right, so what has this looked like practically in your marriage?
For the book, it has the chapters of air war and ground war. Air war, I've developed stuff just bi-monthly, and I started it ever since we had our conversation, ever since I read the book, basically. So that's been pretty pretty standard in our relationship. The ground war is definitely difficult and struggles a little bit just because kids happen, schedules change, people get sick. So it's more difficult to plan it more day by day. And especially like even more in depth with the budget and stuff like that, which is great. We're not the best. We've obviously worked on our, been working on our financial stabilities and everything, which has definitely increased as well. But yeah, we're more over the air war development right now. Working out, obviously we from the last time we spoke, I think my fifth anniversary was a month later. And then we just went to a marriage retreat, A Weekend to Remember by Family Life. And that was last weekend and was phenomenal. It was great. It was in our home city, St. Louis. So that was great to be able to be away from home, but still close without having to worry about flights and stuff like that. And just the whole working together, you're one. So it's, I can't stress this enough. You're not enemies. You're, it's Carly's my wife and best friend. So you guys got to work together.
You know, for the first several years of my marriage, my wife would ask like, am I your best friend or something along those lines? And I would say no, because I don't have friends that are females. Like, I just don't have female friends. You know, I have colleagues, I have sisters-in-law or sisters or whatever, but I just, there's no girl that I ever call or text and say, hey, how's it going? What's up? You know, you want to go for a run or something like that. I mean, if I'm going to go hang out with somebody, it's going to be a guy. And so for a while I was like, no, you're not my best friend. You're my wife. But then, you know, like really I learned that she knows me better than anybody else knows me. She's the one that if she says something is going to mean the most, hurt the most, or encourage the most, right? And so truly, Sarah is my best friend. She's my wife. And like you just said, I can't tell you how many times we've said, we are on the same team. You're not my enemy. Or I've said it to myself looking at her, you're not my enemy. Because it's so easy for me to come home from work where I've been busy and been, you know, say I'm in August, I've been football practice and it's just been a crazy day. Stuff has gone wrong. And then I come home and everything is not perfect and calm and relaxing. So then I just look at her, why haven't you fixed this? Why haven't you done this? But she's not my enemy. We're on the same team. We're raising little, tiny, crazy humans. And that's what they are. They're crazy humans. And I love my boys, but my wife is my best friend and we're on the same team.
Yeah. It's so definitely important to keep that in your kids' mind as well. Like we try to practice that. Like my wife and I love each other more than the kids, but we show them that we're a team and then they're our children. Obviously we want to like protect and guide our legacy as the best of our abilities, but we also want to make sure that my wife is number one and my wife's number one. I know as soon as our kids were born, we struggled with that as well. Our kids was in front of everybody and we just threw ourselves to the side. And that's definitely not the way to go for all the athletic trainers who have kids. Your significant other is the most important person in your life right now. And you have to show that to your, that you have that support and that you're in it together.
I agree. So for me, the plan, I have it, like you said, like laid out by month. And when I was speaking with Justin, I mentioned that in May this year, actually Mother's Day weekend, I'm sending my wife away for, I think 3 days. She's going out of town with two of her friends. They're going to a place that I've never been. They're going to Seattle. And so I'm a little jealous because I'd like to go there. But when I was speaking with Justin, again, she came back from that first girls weekend that she went on with two of her best friends, and she said, I've never laughed so much in my life. Like, it was just the best thing. We stayed up late, we did whatever we wanted, we didn't have to feed little kids. Or I swear, I just bought a Google Home Mini, and you can say, hey Google, and it'll do something. And I better be careful or my phone ended up doing something right now. But we've joked that we're going to change it to where it says, hey mom, and it picks up and answers instead of her, because it's like 500 times a day that say, hey mom, whether it's a question, they just want to show her something, they just want her attention. And not having that for 3 days is so amazing for her. And again, like Justin said, you have to do what works within the context of your marriage, your schedule, your budget. But for us, that worked. And again, if I hadn't read this book, I don't think I would have had that plan and I would not be intentional. So one of the guys that also read the book that I sent it to was Josh Dawson. He's an athletic trainer in Louisiana. All right, so one of the things that he wanted me to mention was that, I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, this book, even though he's still finishing, has really adjusted my view of marriage and how I view Stephanie. Again, this is Josh Dawson talking about his wife, Stephanie. It has laid out some tough challenges, but in the coming new year, I want to be more intentional at dating my wife. The book showed me that there needs to be a strong foundation, and then I need even stronger pillars to support my wife, my son, and our marriage. Hopefully, throughout this journey of marriage and dating, we rekindle some of the flames that have died and set ablaze some fires already there. Lastly, I want my young son to see a great example of how he should pursue his future spouse and how to treat her once he marries. Thank you for including me in this together, and I hope we can continue the chat. Again, I really enjoy the little Twitter group that we have as we've read the book, and you know, we trust each other enough to share some things. And Josh, I'm glad that I shared it with you and that you've been able to read. And that's the other thing, is leaving a legacy for my family, because my boys are going to learn to love and treat their wife the way that I do, whether they want to or not. That's what they're going to learn. They're going to learn what's okay and what's not okay by the way that they see me treat their mother. And so far beyond just taking care of Sarah, I'm taking care of three families because I have three boys. So that's three husbands. That's three wives. And then they're all their children. So being intentional, getting a plan. Again, I highly recommend reading this book. It's just going to make a huge difference if you read it and do it.
The book is $864. What's the cost of not reading the book?
Like Vidal said, the book is less than $10. However, I have one hard copy that I'm going to give away, and then I think four Kindle or ebook copies that I'm going to give away. So this episode will release March 14th. So the 2 weeks, March 14th through 28th, I'll be doing the book giveaway. sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/JustinBuzzard, or the giveaway itself is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/DateYourWife. Wives, if you would like your husband to read it, enter the giveaway. Husbands, if you would like to read it, enter the giveaway. Again, I think it's important. It's important enough that I'm personally buying these books to give to you. Justin, thanks for joining us earlier. Vidal, I really appreciate you joining me. You're working through the technical difficulties we're having, but even more, I think I enjoy being able to chat with you regularly about the effects of this book. It really, really encourages me to continue, because I get to talk with you and Josh and Clint about, you know, where y'all are and where I am. And it gets to remind me just, hey, read the book again. Hey, look at, you know, Sarah as being on the same team. And so I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. I appreciate you introducing me to the book. It's definitely awesome.
Well, if you want to get a hold of Vidal on Twitter, it's Vidal Mora. So at VidalMora. If you want to get a hold of Justin Buzzard on Twitter, it's Justin Buzzard. If you want to get a hold of me, I am Mr. Jeremy Jackson on Twitter. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/JustinBuzzard has all those, has the links. Make sure you enter the book giveaway. And thanks for being here. Thanks, Vidal.